I'm with Korolev's replacement, Vasily Mishin. Vasily, welcome.
Comrade, welcome. Sit. Mwah, mwah, mwah. We do three as European, huh? Don't touch my chips. No, seriously, don't touch.
Vasily, throughout the space race, the Soviets have led the U.S. every step of the way.
We had good run, huh? We landed first probe on moon. Alexei Leonov made first spacewalk. Valentina Tereshkova, first woman lady in space. Very progressive. The Soviets have proven superiority and achieved all space goals without exception.
It's all very impressive, but what about the Soviet moon race?
Huh? Moon race? What? Ach, tebe kachka kovnula, Russia never race to moon. You crazy.
If life's a race, where's the finish? And who are we competing with? Is there a prize for first place? Or do we just reach the end a little quicker? Like the world's fastest boat, we're only just skimming the surface of life. But we're not designed to go that fast. So one way or another, we eventually crash. To cope with our speeding lives, our bodies release chemicals that activate our adrenal glands, increase our heart rate, and raise our blood pressure. These responses cause us to grind our teeth, sleep poorly, crave fatty and sugary food, get headaches, feel stressed, get sick more often, and lose our sex drive.
I've just climbed aboard Captain Cook's ship, the Endeavour. And tell me, why are you out here on the Great Barrier Reef?
Ah, my beautiful Endeavour ran aground. It's annoying because I need to keep moving. My orders are to take possession of convenient situations in the name of His Majesty King George.
What exactly is a convenient situation?
Well, a situation where I can take what I want and shoot anyone who tells me not to. You know, convenience. I even thought of a snazzy name for the land.
Oh, what's that?
Wait for it. New South Wales. Pretty groovy, right?
Well, I've been to Wales and this is nothing like...
Yes, it's perfect. Anyway, the rivers, the islands, the whole kit and caboodle will belong to King George. I think His Majesty will love it. He's so hard to buy for, you know. What do you get the man who believes he has the right to own everything?